At the height of the Boston skyline is a job site where workers are nearing completion on the third tallest building in the city. Standing even higher than the building is a crane whose operator is responsible for lifting materials to the building's 61 floors. WBUR's Simone Rios journeyed to this highest vista in the city of Boston to introduce us to the crane operator and his perch.
It's just after 6 o'clock on a recent workday morning, and it's a blistering 17 degrees on the thermometer. I'm standing among two dozen workers, huddled in hoodies and hard hats in the pre-dawn dark, waiting to take a service elevator up the side of the building. I'm headed up to 61, the highest floor in the towering new luxury development known as One Dalton.
Hi, I'm Brett.
Hey, Simone, how are you?
Nice to meet you, Simone.
Good to meet you, too.
At the top, I meet Brett St. Germain, a crane operator who's been on this job for the past 2.5 years. I'm hoping to see the crane in action, but St. Germain says this morning's high winds could be an obstacle.
I have an alarm system. At 31 miles an hour, I get a yellow alert, and at 44 miles an hour, it tells me to shut that crane off. Because then you can have mechanical failure.
There's not a risk of it toppling or anything.
No, they say it'll withstand 100 miles an hour before it will physically blow over.
With no hurricanes in sight, we head toward the crane. So just how does one get into the cab of a crane more than 800 feet off the ground? At the very top of One Dalton, there's an aluminum catwalk about the size and heft of an extension ladder jutting out into the void. It's a bridge to the crane. The handrails are made of pine lumber, and the sides are just blue plastic mesh draped over the rails. Before we step out, I turn to WBUR photographer Jesse Costa.
Afraid of heights, man?
Yeah, a little bit.
I look down off the side of the bridge, 61 stories of space between me and the street, then decide it's better to keep my eyes focused ahead. On the other side, we're still more than 80 feet below the crane's cab. We hulk over the steel tubing into the center of the tower and start climbing up the first of 5 ladders, each taking us 16 and a half feet higher. The air feels thinner up here. I'm so winded, I stop to rest after each level. The wind is punishing to exposed skin. I forgot to bring a hat, and my ears feel like glass. Jesse says his fingers feel like they're burning. Finally, after 7 minutes of climbing, we make it to the top.
Woo!
We climb into the cab, and there it is, the sunrise and the whole greater Boston area on display. The Prudential Building fills your field of vision in one direction. To the north, you can see all of Cambridge. To the west, you can look down onto the field in Fenway Park. And to the east are the Boston Harbor Islands, every one of which you can see. For Brett St. Germain, who's been running cranes for 40 years, it's all in a day's work.
Like, soon as it seems dull and mundane that you see the same thing every day, you'll see a morning where you'll see a sunrise or something that's unbelievable, you know what I mean? Or some of the storms that come through, and I get the bird's eye view for it.
St. Germain takes out his phone to show a photo of the crane's boom, lit up in green and touching the moon.
Someone caught the moon at the perfect angle, so it looks like my boom is touching.
Unbelievable.
So I texted my friends, I reached the moon, you know, I touched the moon.
I ask St. Germain if he feels a sense of ownership when looking at the buildings he's worked on over the years.
Yes, and my wife will make fun of me if I say, you know, point out a particular building. Oh, I built that. She's like, yeah, all by yourself, yep. All by yourself.
4 years after breaking ground, One Dalton builder Suffolk Construction says the building is nearing completion. The Four Seasons Hotel on the lower floors is expected to open in April, followed by luxury condominiums. At this stage, St. Germain is nearly finished, hoisting the 12-foot glass windows that serve as the building's exterior walls. He lifts the glass with the crane and places it so workers can position the panels into their frames. But the giant glass rectangles can act like kites. This morning, it's too windy. It's a slow morning for the crane operator. But finally, a foreman radios in with a request for the crane.
Morning, Brett.
Good morning, Chris.
I just got a bag and a buggy. I want
to 10-4. I actually have to do some work.
The whole city seems to turn beneath him as St. Germain rotates the crane to pick up a bin of construction debris. As the workday gets underway, I start to climb back down, 5 stories, a trip St. Germain has made thousands of times between this and other jobs. And tomorrow morning, he'll be up again at 3:30, hoping to get ahead of the traffic on his way to the top of Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.